Welcome back to the special edition of the Foxed In Sports Podcast. Along with my son, Garrett, I am Todd Fox, and we are the Foxed In Sports Podcast. We've got Kellen and Gannon, who can unable to be on tonight, but we've got a little NFL draft special that we're going to do. We're not going to go through every single pick, because I know nobody's got time for that, right? And plus, a lot of people don't care about some of these players. Now, Garrett's got his CeeDee Lamb jersey on. I've got my Roger Staubach jersey on, a little tighter than it used to be, but that is soon to be changing. Beginning, I think it is, what is today? Monday. So Wednesday, it'll start changing at some point. So anyway, here we go, Garrett. We've got NFL draft coming up, and we haven't talked a whole lot. I mean, we've talked about it, but I'm not about kind of like how we're going to do this in a sense we talked about. But Chicago Bears got the number one pick. Obviously, I think we all know who that's going to be. It's going to be Caleb Williams. And I'm assuming your thoughts are that's probably the right choice.
That was the right choice before they even traded Justin Fields, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, he's got the talent to be a generational player. I'm not saying he is. I do think he is. But he has the talent to be one. He's got insane athleticism. I think he's the only player we've seen that has the capabilities to make throws like a Rodgers and Mahomes, meaning like off balance, just the flick of a wrist and just sending that thing 40 yards. Like, he's special. Like, before they traded Justin Fields, in my mind, I thought, imagine they trade back. Justin Fields doesn't work out because he's not good. And then Caleb Williams turns up. And then next thing you know, Chicago's getting roasted for another decade because they missed out on Caleb Williams. Whereas now, you go pick Caleb Williams, say somehow he doesn't work out. It's like, okay, but every single person in their right mind would have picked him, so you can't really hate on that pick.
No, I agree 100%. And I just, my only concern is the coaching staff. Are they good enough to help him, you know,
develop,
succeed in the NFL? But they did get him some help. Little Keenan Allen. Who's the running back they got? Again, I'm trying to think of who his name is.
Swift? Was it DeAndre Swift?
I think they got him. Yeah, I think they got DeAndre Swift, wasn't it? Which they already have, you know, some running backs as well. But, I mean, I think that they're going to be good. They also have, I mean, and we'll talk about it here shortly, but I think they've got, what, number eight pick, too?
Number nine.
Nine, maybe?
Yeah.
Number nine. So they got an opportunity there to get some, maybe some weapons for him. Maybe not. I don't know. But we shall see. But I think it's hands down Caleb Williams. And, you know, I'm still, I'm not going to lie, still a little bitter because the fact that he left. But, I mean, I understand him, obviously, more than Lincoln Riley because he committed to a program with the coach and the coach left. So I get that piece of it. Still a little ticked. But it is what it is. And I wish him success. I really do. That division, I mean, the thing is, I've been watching football for a long time. The Bears have never had a really good quarterback. They never have. I mean, they had Jim McMahon at one point, and the defense is what carried that team. And that team could have, I mean, they won games whenever McMahon was hurt with this guy named Mike Tomczak, who was a solid backup. They never had a really good quarterback. Red Grange, I think is what, Sonny Liston. I don't know who Sonny Liston, that's a boxer. But anyway, I'm trying to think. But
I just know that they've never had a 4,000-yard passer ever. They're the only team in the NFL, and, like, everyone's making fun of him again just because Jordan Love does it in his first year with Green Bay, and Green Bay's obviously had almost, we'll see, but three generations of just super talented quarterbacks. So that was only just rubbing dirt on the wound.
Yeah, so I put in five greatest quarterbacks, or I didn't put – I just put in, you know, top quarterbacks – and there you go. Okay, Jim Harbaugh's five, Jim McMahon four, Eric Kramer three, Jay Cutler two, and Sid Luckman. Yeah, that's who it was. That's who I was thinking, Sid Luckman. But they need a quarterback, and I think they're going to have it in Caleb Williams. So the next pick is the Washington Commanders. Which way do you think they go?
Obviously, they're going quarterback, but it's just coming down to which one. I think they should go Drake May because I think he's the better quarterback. I think he's more pro ready, and I think he's just a better pure passer than Jaden Daniels. But I do think they're going to go Jaden Daniels. I think every team's trying to look for that just athletic quarterback that can get out of the pocket and run if they need to, but which I don't understand because it has not worked ever, but that's just what teams are wanting now. And it's exciting to watch, but it doesn't really win you the important games from what we've seen. But right. I do think that they'll go Jaden Daniels and at number two.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, it's hard for me to, I mean, looking at all those between him and Drake May, I mean, there's, I heard, you know, possibility, which I don't know. JJ McCarthy possibly getting going up, but I think some of that's probably smokescreen trying to, you know, entice somebody, I don't know, make a trade or whatever. But I do think it's going to be Daniels. And I'm hoping that he, if he is picked, that he will not succeed, because I'm not a fan of Washington. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I want him to succeed as a person.
Not against Dallas.
Things like that. But not against against the Cowboys. I don't, you know. But because it's been a long time since Washington was relevant. Back when they were the Redskins. I've been Commanders very long, but still. All right. And again, we're talking, the way we're talking is we're not talking trades or anything like that. So we're talking
the way it's possibility set up currently.
The way it's set up currently. Because there could, yes, there could be some trades and all there, that kind of stuff.
I genuinely think San Diego. What are they now? Chargers. Yeah, Chargers. Yeah. I think they're going to trade for sure. I would be shocked if the Giants didn't look at trading. I bet the Bears move back too. So, like, I think we'll have trades, but for the sense of just simplicity.
Right.
We will not be doing that.
I could see
that.
Minnesota trying to move up. I could see Denver trying
maybe
to move up.
Maybe Denver. I know Vegas is talking about it. So,
yeah. So those are some possibilities, but we're not going to do any kind of trades. But number three, I think the Patriots are going to go with Drake May. That's the, they need a quarterback. They got to get a quarterback of the future. Is he the guy? I don't know. He's from North Carolina. I mean, played at North Carolina. And you know, I've heard some people say something about Trubisky. Well, that doesn't mean Drake May is Trubisky. You know, you can't put comparisons or anything like that. I think last season maybe wasn't as good as his first season. But I think, a good quarterback. He's pro. He's kind of a pocket passer more, not as mobile as some of these other guys. But, and what stinks is, like, I can't stand New England. So I'm like, but you want to root for the kid, you know what I mean? So you want him to be good. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? Who do you think they're going to take?
Nah, I think Drake May is the question. It'll be whichever quarterback's there, Jaden or Drake. But I think Drake will be the one. He's one. It's weird because in my mind, you still think of, like, New England and just, like, the culture there. But the culture completely changed when Belichick left, and it's going to be completely different when Mayo's there. So I Drake May just seems like a New England quarterback that's just going to fit really well there. The biggest question is kind of like we've been talking about, weapons-wise, he has absolutely nobody. So he is not going to have a lot of help. That being said, from other people, they have ideas that hypothetically it is Drake May, he wouldn't even play year one, right, just to give him a little bit of time to learn. And also, there's really no point if he's gonna have zero people to throw the ball to. I mean, like,
they need to,
he has nobody.
They need to tank, to be honest with you.
They do. And so I think it'll be Drake. I think it'd be a really good pick. I think in a good amount of people's eyes, before, kind of immediately after the college season ended and NFL, I guess some people would even have even put Drake ahead of Caleb Williams. And I was one of those people that had them on the same tier, but I do think Caleb's kind of separated himself a little bit with the kind of summer that they've both had. But
sure.
No, I think Drake will be a really good pick. I think he'll be there for quite a while.
I do. I hope so. I'm not sure. Have you talked to Lance at all? Has he thought who he thinks they may take? Is he excited about Drake May?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would prefer Jaden Daniels, but he would be super excited for Drake. And I think he's also totally okay with him sitting a year and just, like you mentioned, kind of just tank or wait until he has at least one valid weapon to utilize.
Sure. No, I agree 100%. All right, so number four pick, Arizona Cardinals. What do you think they're going to do? I have an idea as well. It's probably the same thing.
I mean, Marvin Harrison, arguably the best. Yeah. That's the thing. It's this draft has arguably one of the best quarterback prospects of all time, receiver prospects of all time, tight end prospects of all time, and there's some really good tackle prospects as well. So,
yeah.
No, I think Marvin Harrison's the only right choice because Arizona has no weapons now, given they got rid of Marquise Brown. They don't have, they just don't have a lot of help on the weapon side. And Kyler's good, but he's not that good to kind of a Patrick Mahomes type of season to where he has nobody and wins a Super Bowl. But
right.
No, I think that's the only right choice of just getting the best player available. And in some people's eyes, probably the best player in the entire draft.
Yes, he's got a lot of potential. I think it's going to be nothing but upward swing for him. So I'm excited for that. So I want to see how well him and Kyler work together. I think it's the solid pick. I think he's probably NFL ready right now. I think he's going to be a stud for the Cardinals. That's who I would go with. That's who I think they're going to do. So at number five, it is the Chargers, and I mean we both think that they're probably going to possibly, you know, I mean, get a chance they trade that pick. Hypothetically, if they don't, what are they going to do? What would you think?
As much as they need a receiver, and with like Neighbors still sitting there, I really think they go tackle because I think for whatever reason they have a lot of hope in the receivers they have now. Maybe they think Quentin Johnston's going to take a huge leap from TCU last year. Who knows? He got like two passes all of last season, but I think they'll go Joe Alt from Notre Dame. They already have a good tackle at right, if I'm not mistaken, which is Rashawn Slater. This would be on the opposite side, whichever side. So he'd have his two tackles for hopefully majority of his career set, which I think would be a huge move on their part. And it's a lot easier. I think we can both agree. It's a lot easier to find or a lot harder to find a good tackle than it is a good receiver. So.
Oh, sure.
I think they go Joe Alt, in my opinion.
That is interesting. So I think personally, I think they do go with Malik Neighbors. I think they need their, you know, they don't have Keenan Allen's no longer there. I don't think Mike Williams is there either. So correct. All these guys are going to be gone. So I think they're going to need to try to hypothetically, if they keep the pick, I think they're going to get a weapon for Justin Herbert. I think it'd be the wise choice on my in just my opinion, but that's just kind of way I look at it. But
yeah, my bet is they trade it to Minnesota. Minnesota takes JJ, but
that's interesting.
Just so we have that on record.
There you go. Well, no, I mean it makes sense. It makes total sense. That they would,
because then you move back to that 11. You pick hypothetically a solid tackle, and then you still have another first rounder to go and get him a weapon.
Sure, if you want to know my honest opinion on what needs to happen, what would you do? And it's not going to happen. What would you do if Dallas Cowboys traded up for Michigan's quarterback?
Dallas traded up for JJ?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd be triggered.
Would you be? You'd be what?
I'd be triggered. That would be the dumbest thing ever.
Why? You think Dak's the guy?
No, but you don't trade up at this point and draft a backup for who knows how long. Like,
how do you know he's going to be a backup?
He's not going to. They're not going to start him over Dak this year.
I don't know, man.
If JJ fell to us, by all means.
No. I don't disagree with this year, but I think for the future, though.
Well, Dak won't be there after this year, hopefully, so.
What would you do if they traded Dak away?
Fine by me. Get a couple first-rounders. And
if they traded Dak this year to, say, Chargers, the Chargers. They wouldn't take
Giants.
Him, so.
New York. Okay. That's six.
Yeah, and they took
J.J.
JJ, I don't know why I keep wanting to say JJ Redick, but I know. But
I would hope we'd get more than just the number six pick, but That'd be interesting. Because, I mean, I've been hyping up JJ, but I don't really want him as my starting quarterback, per se, of the Cowboys. But he
you
is
don't
a
think so, huh?
He is a winner. I mean, he's won everywhere he's gone. And people could say he got carried or not, but at a certain point, some quarterbacks can do it and some can't. When Dax had just as good of a squad comparatively to JJ has, and he can't do anything with it.
Is there any chance the Giants would take JJ at 6?
I mean, there's a chance, but I think that's where they go Malik and for me.
Oh, that's where you got it? Okay.
Yeah, because they could use a little bit of weapons. I think they still trust Daniel Jones from that one season he had 2 seasons ago. And I think they put a blinder on whatever Malik Nabers said about Daniel Jones a few weeks back and just – still take him, but
that is interesting. I see. I think they go with the receiver from Washington. I don't know how you pronounce his last
Rome
name.
Odunze.
Yeah, that's who I think they will probably take, because I think they need some weapons, and I don't think Daniel Jones is gonna be around much longer anyway. But at least they'll have some pieces for the next quarterback that comes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next is Tennessee at 7. What do you think they're going to do?
I think they go Quinyon Mitchell for a defensive back from Toledo. I think this guy kind of shot up every single draft. He was already supposed to be a probably late first, second rounder, but he dominated the Senior Bowl, dominated the Combine, and everything else is tapes looking really good. I mean, he was at Toledo, but still, like, he looks the part, and I think he's going to be a very good cornerback, and that's one of their bigger needs. So I think they take Quinyon Mitchell.
All right. Well, my thoughts are Terrion Arnold from Alabama, cornerback from Alabama. That's who I think they will go with. It's kind of a reach, maybe a little bit high. But that's kind of what my thought process and what my insiders are telling me. But hey, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I know they got a lot of things to change up there. I mean, you're talking going away from, most likely, you know, with Derrick Henry no longer there, going away from a running game to try to be more passing attack, and then on top of it, they got defensive help. I think they're going to need to get. So we shall see. That's who I pick for them. All right, and then who's next? The Atlanta Falcons, I think. Is that right?
Yes. Which,
who do you think they're going to go for?
They don't. I mean, they have needs, but they're definitely trying to pick someone who's not like a project. Like they want somebody probably who they think can plug in and play like right now. And offensively, they're good. I think they only need help on defense, and that's where I'm going. Probably going to butcher this guy's name, Latu from UCLA, the edge rusher.
UCLA, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to get some help, and I think he'll be pretty solid. I think he's one of the few defensive linemen in this draft who can play day one. So, on the majority of teams.
I think they're going to go with Dallas Turner, the edge from Alabama. That's kind of what I'm thinking there.
Yeah, that is a good pick. That is a good pick. I cannot lie.
But we'll see. And we're all going to do a couple more, I think. And then we'll kind of talk about a few other things. But, I mean, who do you think what do you think the Bears do? Realistically, this is a possibility for them to go backwards.
Yes.
Straight back, right?
And I would expect them to. Just kind of looking at who's there now and who they could get later on in the first round, or just build up more draft capital to potentially fill a role that you need after you have a season with Caleb. You know, see what he might need on offense to help him out, or defensively, obviously. But I do think if they stay on my board, Rome Odunze is still there, which sounds odd because you have Keenan Allen, you have DJ Moore, you have the tight end, blanking on his name,
Bowers?
Cole Kmet. But I think they pick him just to kind of solidify a receiver that could be there for a decade, whereas Keenan obviously doesn't have many years left. DJ is a completely different receiver compared to Rome and Keenan. He's more of a slot guy. He can play outside, but I think he's a lot better in the slot. But I think they go Rome, Odunze, lock up that receiver core, and pretty much solidify that Caleb has what he needs to succeed from day one.
Gotcha. Well, it'd be interesting if they were to possibly get Brock Bowers, but I think it's going to be like the guy you said from UCLA, the edge, Latu. That's who I think they're going to try to work on some defensive side of the ball as well. I don't think they're going to go, if they keep this pick, I think they go defense because Caleb's already got a few weapons there. And I think they need to shore up a little bit of that defense, and especially have in that division, we want to make sure you have some folks that can put some pressure on those quarterbacks. So that's who I would think. And then the last one that we're going to, and then we'll talk about a few other ones, but the last one officially, the Jets. What do you have there?
I think that they need massive help on the offensive line still for like the fourth year in a row. So I think they go, gosh, another name that I just have no idea. Alumayua Fashanu. He's a guy who last year, if he would have came out, would have been a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
But he opted to stay in for whatever reason and had a good year still, and he's still supposed to be arguably a top 10, top 15 pick. So played well. I mean, he's a stud. He's, like I said, tackles one of the harder positions to draft in the NFL because it's so important, but it's also so hard to find.
Right.
And so I think the Jets pick him arguably to, or obviously to keep Rodgers healthy, and then the next guy as well, whenever that may be.
Well, that's where I've got Joe Alt going. I don't know if he will drop that far, but that's who I have down, the Jets to get Joe Alt, which I think would be a fantastic pick for him. They could lock that tackle spot up for the next, if he's healthy and everything works out well, 12 to 15 years, which is remarkable when that happens. And if you don't have to worry about that, you know?
Well, I mean, you say what you want about Tyron Smith, but that is exactly what you want out of a player. Like you said, 10, 15 years back end was a little bit choppy, but you knew you did not have to worry about that position for a long time.
Well,
and your quarterback was going to be fine on that left side. So
for sure. And then, so honestly, so we're not going to go like through a whole lot, but I mean, JJ McCarthy is out there. I mean, without any trades, we both think that the Vikings are going to try to go trade up for him. I don't know if Denver is going to try that. I mean, I know they got, which doesn't make any sense. Why would you, like Zach Wilson in a trade today doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think he's going to be working with Sean Payton, but I don't think the guy's got it. And I don't think, obviously, that's going to be their quarterback of the future, I wouldn't think. But I think if anybody's going to trade up at that spot, not that spot, but I'm just saying trade up to get JJ, it would be Minnesota. Because do you think he's going to last 2-11 where the Vikings?
That's what I was trying to think. Like, I just don't know, like, what other team really would jump up there besides,
I think,
like,
if anybody jumped
Las
up,
Vegas.
They would jump. But, yeah, I think they would jump up to 9 if he was still there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, I don't see the point in needing to jump all the way to 5, but
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they, I don't know. I don't know why you would need to see yourself going all the way to 5.
Or not even sure where 4 Brock,
in some instances. But
yeah, I have no idea where Brock Bowers would end up. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Denver. For me, a perfect match there would be Cincinnati. I would love if Brock Bowers went to Cincinnati. That would be fantastic.
I don't think he would last, though. I really don't. They'd have to trade up maybe to get him.
I've seen quite a few mock drafts having him make it to the 20s. And I personally, I do not understand. I don't see how that.
I think he's going to Denver.
I just think, I don't see how a lot of, I don't think he goes to Denver. Denver has too many more important needs. That's what I was going to say. Tight end's obviously not one of the most important. So like a Cincinnati, who's got majority of your needs filled and locking up a tight end for the next 15 years for Joe Burrow, like, that would be massive.
Interesting. All right, so let's just kind of, like, we're obviously Dallas fans. So at pick number 24, Who do you think's there, and who would you like for them to see? Because I've got down the team needs are an offensive tackle, the center, linebacker, running back, defensive tackle. I don't know what all you have down for their needs.
Running back, receiver, and tackle.
Okay.
I would say dream pick would be J.C. Latham out of Alabama, but I don't think he'll be there. So my next dream pick would probably be, I really, really like Amarius Mims out of Georgia. That guy's like, if I'm not mistaken, he's like 6'7". He's absolutely massive. Tackle out of Georgia. I think I already just said that. But
yeah,
he's very raw, though. He's kind of like the Tyler Smith was a couple years ago. You have a lot to work with, but he has a couple of things he'd probably need to fix up to kind of solidify himself. But again, he's got the physical capability to be the best tackle in the NFL. Like, size-wise, you're not getting past him. It's just more of, can he be quick enough to do it? Which, his 40 time was one of the best in the combine, so.
Right. So, I'm trying to decide. I don't know, like, the center from Duke, Graham Barton, or, like, one of my guys that I love is Tyler Guyton. I don't know if Tyler Guyton, he's still raw. I don't know, you know, but, and that's the thing is that the guy next to him, is it Tyler Smith,
mm-hmm.
the guard, you know, I mean, that would be that side of the line would be raw, you know, to if you want to say that.
Well,
I
mean, Tyler Smith's already one of the better left guards in the NFL. So like,
yeah,
he's raw in a sense, he still has a lot of room to improve, but he's still very good right now.
Right. And that's why I think, golly, I would love to see Tyler Guyton go right there. I don't know if it's a little bit of a reach, but I don't know. Well, he wouldn't last in the second round, till the second round. So we'll see. But this is a deep offensive tackle draft for sure.
All I've got to say is just do not pick a running back. Please don't pick a running back.
On the first pick? No, they're not going to do that.
Today, not so much. Up until today, everything had us picking Roschon Johnson, the running back out of Texas, which makes me just fume. And now everyone's like, yeah, they might pick him on day two. I'm like, yeah, because he's nothing special, and he's a running back. You don't need to pick a running back in the first round, ever. I don't care if you're Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs or whatever. Like,
who did you say?
Johnson.
Are you talking about Jonathan Brooks?
Jonathan Brooks. What did I say? Roschon Johnson? I'm a few years behind. No, yeah, Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. That's who everyone has us picking. And I just,
that's who, yes.
My dream pick for running back is going and getting Braylon Allen in like the fourth round, because I think that guy's going to be a stud of a running back.
Yeah. Man, I mean, are we talking second round pick now? Is that what we're talking?
No, I was just saying.
Oh.
I don't know who would be their second round. You could make guesses, but.
Sure. No, I think I would love to see. I don't think they're going to go running back. I think it's good. They have to go tackle as deep as this is. I don't know if you see them make any kind of moves go up. They've been very careful with that a lot. And honestly, they've done a really good job drafting. They really have lately. It's still the Dallas Cowboys, and they can mess some stuff up. But I would personally, like I said, I would go offensive tackle, whoever's best on the board. The center position does have me a little bit concerned, for sure. I don't know, like if you look at it from a, I don't think if they don't get a center at this pick, then they're probably not going to get one probably till maybe the third round. If that, you know, at the 87th pick, I think is the next time they may have a shot at a center, unless they wanted to reach, which I definitely would not reach. But if you were talking, if you're going to ask me like where they should go at that point, I would probably just try to shore up that, maybe the defensive tackle position with the guy from Clemson. I can't know Rook or Hororo. I don't know how you say his last name. Maybe good if we knew how to say some of these last names, but that may be like who I would possibly think about going after. as a defensive tackle, because I don't think, like I said, I don't think any centers are there. I don't like taking a running back that high. I think I've seen the same thing you've seen in some of these mock drafts. The Brooks guy out of Texas, who I think if he were in the fourth round, but not in the second round. He's not going to last that long, I don't think. Well, he might, because, I mean, this is a different league now. You can put a lot of different people back there. What do you think they should go with on the second round if they have already taken a tackle?
I would, if you go tackle.
Or what did you have that? Huh? What did you have them down picking? What position again? Tackle.
No, I had them. I want the tackle. Yeah, I would like you said, kind of center would be fantastic. I would mind potentially seeing what receivers are there, just given that we have CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, yeah.
And so I wouldn't mind entertaining that. And then defensively, I think you could just always improve. I think a linebacker for sure, Van Der Esch retiring, who wasn't anything fantastic, but a starter. And defensive line, and we still need somebody in the middle because Mazi Smith was not it last year.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to some people, and they think that he's still got a chance to be something special. I'm not so sold on him. That's hard to say. I'm not really sold on him, I guess I should say. But anyway, yeah, it's very interesting. I think there's a chance that in the third round, they're looking at some of the centers available and what some of these positions. There's a guy from Georgia, Cedric Van Pran Granger, who could be there. I think at 87, I think is what Dallas is. I mean, I wanted to try to get somebody right in there, a center position if possible, but if he's gone, I don't think there's anybody else. I mean, you'd have to wait way down to the draft because I think their next pick after that is 174.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a whole lot of folks. And there might be some people that may be able to make a difference, but they're going to be hurting on the center position. What would you do?
In the third?
Yeah, the third round.
That's when I'd probably look at running backs and just seeing who's there. If you can get one of the top ones that's still available, go for it. And if Braylon Allen's still there, I wouldn't mind picking him in the third. But I swear, those middle rounds, I think, is where you just kind of solidify depth at the offensive line and the defensive line.
Right.
To just improve, because those are obviously the two positions that typically get banged up the most. So, because last year we had one, maybe two games where our whole line was in offensive line was in the game,
right. No, I agree. You there?
Yeah, I was done.
Oh, I thought you paused or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. No, I mean, and I agree with you on that. In round five, I mean, I don't know. It all depends. I mean, if they did not go center, that's a spot where they might be able to get somebody. I don't know. This area here is in round five is where you might be able to get a running back. You might be able to get a safety if possible. I don't know if
but linebacker or something.
Yeah, receiver or something. Possibly linebacker. People that are going to help out with special teams, whatever, that kind of thing. But there's a guy, Isaiah Davis, from South Dakota State, who might, you know, I think he's like 6 foot, which is a little bit bigger of a back, 200, I want to say 220, but I don't know if that's accurate, huh?
Power back type.
Yeah. So, I mean, they need somebody for that. So I would go running back at that spot if he's available. If I don't know, we'll see. What would you do? Do you have any idea?
A fifth round. I mean, no, it's just depth. You're trying to find someone who has the physical just capability to potentially be someone really good, that's really raw, shows a lot of flashes, but they're also going to have a lot of like holes in their game, but fixable holes.
Right.
So
I could see him trying to come away with more, you know, in the next couple picks is – line, either offensive or defensive line. I mean, I could see them trying to maybe get an edge out there. One of these guys that, you know, could be a diamond in the rough, like off the edge, trying to, you know, like a DeMarcus Lawrence type of guy. Possibility. I could see him trying to get the line built up. But who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? Linebacker? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Only Jerry Jones probably knows what he's going to do, you know. And that's like the thing about the draft is it's like Christmas to me. Is you're seeing what all's out there. And I know, you know, there's some drafts that are more exciting than others. And I know like the year CeeDee Lamb dropped to us, we were going nuts. But this will be an interesting one here. Obviously, because, I mean, we've got to get a tackle, and I think that's what it's going to be, is I'd be very surprised if it was anything. Well, I say tackle. It could be center, but I mean, I think it's going to have to be someone in the offensive line. Will they trade? Will they trade down? Will they trade up in the earlier rounds? I don't know. I don't know what their thoughts are. It'll be interesting. Did you want to go over any of the other picks or up for them, or you think you're good there?
Nah, I'm good.
Because, I mean – you're talking linebackers. You're talking guys that are going to be special teams type of players.
If they even make the team, like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I agree 100%. And, again, like we talked about earlier, it could be a lot of trades. Well, it couldn't be. There's going to be a lot of trades early on, most likely. I mean, anything could happen. Most likely there's going to be some trades. There's some guys out there that want to trade up and get a quarterback. Those guys are going to be wanting to trade down and acquire some more picks. So look for the Chargers to make some moves. I don't know, Giants or not, possibility, I guess. But the Bears, that second pick in the first round, possibly moving down. And then there's teams that are wanting to move up. I heard rumor Pittsburgh may be trying to move up a little bit too. I mean, we'll see. It'll be interesting. So what else you got about the NFL draft? It'll be fun. It'll be over. It's on Thursday night, the first round, and then Friday and Saturday. I'm not a fan of Thursday. I mean, I liked it back whenever – man, you're a little kid, and it was on Saturday. Because it just felt to me, but I don't know. You like it?
Yeah. Because it takes so probably long. That first round takes so long.
Yeah, I know, but it's just because I guess and I generally will take off the next day, which I am. I'm taking off the next day for the draft, so to relax and try to figure out if they did the right thing. But the Dallas Cowboys do this to me every year, especially during the season. It's every single year. Like, you drink the Kool-Aid, and they don't live up to the hype. And if you believe in all that nonsense of, you know, nobody ever wins the NFC East 2 years in a row, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Schedules hopefully will come out soon, too, like the, you know, each date and all that. So that'll be something to look forward to. But for Gare Fox, I'm Todd Fox, and this has been our NFL draft special. Next week, we'll hopefully have some of the folks back, maybe between Kellen and Gannon. Hopefully we can all make it. Maybe little Callie will make a triumphant return. We shall see. Hopefully we didn't scare her off too bad, but we shall see. But hey, we would like to say thank you. Appreciate everybody. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Put in the comments who you think your team needs to draft. Do you agree with any of these picks? Do you disagree with any of these picks? See, you know, that's fine. We're on Instagram. We're on, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of
TikTok.
Stuff. So get a hold of us. Yeah, we're on TikTok. I don't know anything about that, but I mean, I'm on there, but I got no idea what I'm doing, so it doesn't make any sense to me. I have no clue. So, got anything else?
Nope.
Hey, make sure you guys stay savage and not average. And also remember to what, Garrett?
Join the Skulk.
Join the Skulk, folks. We'll see you next time. All right. Take care. Goodbye. Boomer.